There's a famous verse which talks about how everything that a devotee does from morning to night is a holy activity. This verse says, Stiti Seva Gatir Yatra Smritishchinta Sutir Vachah Sarvatmana Sarva Bhuyatmana Vishnu Madiyam Tvai Cheshtitam. Meaning of this is, Stiti Seva means, my dear Lord, let my normal activity, what I do, maybe let it become Seva, he says. Whatever I do should be service. I should not do anything else. Then he says, Gatir Yatra. If I move from one place to another, that should be a holy pilgrimage. I was just thinking, we were devoted the sumo and we left the temple and we came. So it's a holy pilgrimage because I'm coming to Mayapur wise, isn't it? So let your movement be, let my movements be holy pilgrimage, he says. Then he says, Smritishchinta. If there is a thought, let the thought be your remembrance, he says. Stutir vachaha. Or if I speak, let that be your glorification. So, all the four things that he says, Stitihi Seva, Gatir Yatra, Smritish Chinta, Stitir Vachaha, Sarva Bhuyatmana Vishnu. Let all my body, mind and words be engaged in your service, Madhiyam Tvai Cheshitam, for your pleasure. So, it's a very wonderful prayer, because this is actually the ideal. The ultimate ideal. As Krishna conscious devotees, in our life we are all aiming at this. From morning to night, some of our movements are pilgrimages and some are trouble creators, isn't it? Like when you return from home to Mayapur wise, it's a pilgrimage. You go from Mayapur wise to home, we have to check whether it's a pilgrimage or not, isn't it? Similarly, when you open the mouth, in the morning when you open the mouth till 9 o'clock, it's all holy glorification, isn't it? Beyond 9 o'clock, we have to check how much is it glorification. So, at the end of our everyday chanting, we offer a particular prayer which should be offered very consciously. You know? It's a wonderful prayer. This prayer says, oh my dear, oh most beautiful Radha and Krishna, not only most beautiful and most merciful, Radha and Krishna, please accept this offering of my japa that I have chanted for your pleasure. And please forgive me for all my offenses and my inattention while chanting the holy name. And then the prayer goes, he says that, please teach me how I can develop attachment and love for you. But one step before that is, please engage me in your devotional service. Please engage me only in your devotional service. And please teach me how I can develop attachment and love for you. Please protect me from the forces of Maya. And please help me to understand your form, your pastimes, your activities by when I read the pages of the scriptures. And keep me engaged in your service all throughout today. This is a prayer, very beautiful prayer. So I was reading this prayer, every limb of this, every part of this prayer is so beautiful. It says, O most beautiful Radha and Krishna, and most merciful. Why? Because now we are always attracted to the temporary fleeting beauty of this world. So we have to remember, sometimes people say, you know, the deities are very beautifully decorated today. Sometimes, you know, even a materialist eye can be captured by the beautiful dressing of the deities. Sometimes. Other times people say, oh, today the deity is not so beautifully dressed. It is because of our limited eyes. Sometimes we consider it beautiful, sometimes not. But lordships are always beautiful. Although we may not be able to perceive their eternal beauty. And they are also most merciful because they have given us an opportunity to practice devotion service in the company of devotees, despite our shortcomings and weakness and rebellious nature and everything. And also he prays, please engage me in your devotional service. Engage me only in your devotional service. Which means, you know, don't engage me in Maya. That's the meaning. Because Krishna is expert in both. He can engage us in his service, or he can engage us in Maya service also, if you don't want him. As we say, you know, Krishna Bhulya Sajiv Bhagavan Chakari, Nakarista Maya Trijapati. Krishna is the one who engages in Maya service when we want. When we say, please allow me to be in Maya, then he says, okay, no problem, be with Maya. So he's saying, please engage me only in devotion service and protect me from Maya, he says. Then what I said after that? Please teach me how I can develop attachment and love for you, he says. In Bhagavad Gita 7.1, Krishna says, you know, Maya Asaktamana Partha Yogan Vinjan Mat Ashrayaha. By taking shelter of me, how you can develop attachment for me, about that I will tell you now, Krishna says. Tachnu, hear attentively, he says. Mai asakta manahapartha. So, why we should develop attachment for Krishna? When we develop attachment for him, then it is very easy for us to withdraw our mind from Maya and useless, fruitless engagements. And by developing attachment to him, we can eternally become his servant. That is the result of developing attachment to Krishna. He will always remain in his company. Please help me develop attachment and love for you. Love is beyond. Attachment is actually Shraddha Ratir Bhaktir Anukramishyati. Shraddha, gradually that will turn into Rati and Bhakti and all that. And then he says, protect me from Maya. That's a very important prayer. Because we should always be in a mood of requesting the Lord to protect us from Maya, which is a prayer we often forget to pray, you know. Everything else we pray, only this we forget. We should always pray, please protect me from Maya. Even Prabhupada prayed when he took darshan of the deities. Then finally he says, please give me the understanding of your form, your qualities, your activities and your pastimes, which are all, you know, understood only by the Lord's mercy. It is not understood by our scholarly aptitude or by our own individual ability. And then he says, let me be absorbed in these thoughts throughout the day, he says, all day today. And then tomorrow when it comes, you have to offer the same prayer. That way, recently Burjanpur was giving a seminar in Vada form. So he was reading out from one Prabhupada says, not only I should withdraw my gross physical body from sinful activities, I should also withdraw my subtle body from getting tainted by this four sinful activities. Prabhupada writes that. Not only the gross body, the subtle body also. Because sometimes, you know, we think if subtle body is craving for the four sinful activities, then we think it is not such a big problem because externally we have withdrawn from it. But Prabhupada says even subtle body we should try to withdraw, because if you don't withdraw subtle body, then it will gradually manifest on the gross platform also eventually. So these prayers are very wonderful. Sthiti seva gatri yatra smitaschinta sthirvacha. So by reciting this prayer and remembering the meaning of this prayer, we can withdraw the mind from the other engagements, Krishna itara engagements, engagements other than Krishna service, and it can give us complete absorption when we are chanting. Also, when I read this for the second part of the prayer, which is said after chanting, what we should offer, this we can also remember before chanting. That means I should chant for the pleasure of Krishna. I should chant with attention for the pleasure of spiritual master. So each of these prayers can be remembered even before and after. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer.